ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 84 टेक्स्ट 22। नमस्तस्मै भगवते कृष्णाया कुंठमीदसे स्वयोगमायाच्छन्ना महिमने परमात्मने। नमस्तस्मै भगवते कृष्णाया कुंठमीदसे स्वयोगमायाच्छन्ना महिमने परमात्मने। नमस्तस्मै भगवते कृष्णाया कुंठमीदसे स्वयोगमायाच्छन्ना महिमने परमात्मने। नमस्तस्मै भगवते स्वयाकुंठमेदसे महिमने परमात्मने। नमस्तस्मै भगवते कृष्णायाकुंठमेदसे स्वयोगमायाच्छन्ना परमात्मने। नमस्तस्मै भगवते कृष्णाया कुंठमीदसे स्वयोगमायाच्छन्ना महिमने परमात्मने। माताजी मदस्तस्मै भगवते कृष्णाया कुंठमीदसे स्वयोगमायाच्छन्ना महिमने परमात्मने। नमस्तस्मै भगवते कृष्णाया कुंठमीदसे स्वयोगमायाच्छन्ना महिमने परमात्मने। The word for word meaning is as follows. Namaha, obeisances. Tasmai, to him. Bhagavate, the Supreme Lord. Krishnaya, Krishna. Akunta, unrestricted. Medhase, whose wisdom. Swa, his own. Yogamayaya, by the internal illusory potency. Achanna, covered. Mahimne, whose glories Paramatmane, the super soul. Translation and purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Let us offer obeisances unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, the infinitely intelligent super soul, who has disguised His greatness through His mystic yoga maya. Purport. Apart from any future profit to be obtained from worshipping the Supreme Lord, it is every person's most essential obligation to bow down to Him as an acknowledgement of one's dependence and servitude. Lord Krishna recommends, Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi yuktvaivam atmanam matparayanah. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Become my devotee. Offer obeisances to me and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Bhagavad Gita 9.34. Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Om Jnana Trimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the chapter entitled The Sage's Teachings at Kurukshetra. In this particular verse, we have all the Rishi Munis offering their pranam, offering their obeisances to Lord Krishna. They say, let us offer obeisances unto that Supreme Personality of God. Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, Krishnaya, unto Krishna, like we have this Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha. The infinitely intelligent super soul. It's very important how the great Mahajanas, the great Acharyas, how they glorify Krishna is our own kind of role model, our own kind of template. That is how we should learn to glorify Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada on many occasions has appreciated Sukadeva Goswami's choice of words. The vocabulary of Srimad Bhagavatam is very important. Let us see what we have in today's verse. Krishnaya akuntha medhase. Kuntha is translated as anxiety, stress, mental fatigue. So we have the word Vaikuntha, no stress, no anxiety. And what is the reason that this world has stress? Prakriti sthani karshati. Mana shasthani indriyani. Prakriti sthani karshati. Krishna is saying the living entity who is in this material world is struggling hard. Karshati. He is attracted by material energy and she kicks him. So this kicking or the trouble, like you put your hand somewhere and there is a live electric connection there. So the normal reaction of any human being is you touch something, there's a shock here. So the shock, the electric shock should be a sign, that should be a warning that your hand should not be there. Dead bodies don't feel shock because there is no spirit soul inside. So Vaikuntha means there is no struggle. Struggle is such a embedded part of our lives today, and we take it as granted. We take it like sometimes if there is no struggle, we feel we are missing something. Radha Govind Maharaj once gave an example that he used to travel when he was fit in Mumbai's local trains. And you must have seen this happening. So, for those of you for whom the local trains is a regular fare, the seats are only for 3 people. Second class. But the 4th person is also allowed. Because it is second class. And if somebody says, no, there is no seat. So they say, you go to the first class if you want to show that kind of nature. In Bombay they say rubab. If you have that kind of nature that you can't accommodate, go to the first class. But sometimes 3 big fat people, they occupy that area, and if a person comes, sometimes I've seen all kinds of people, but people sometimes beg little bit. So, at one point of time, this person has told the 3 people, little bit, there I can sit. They say, where is the place? Where is the space here? There is no space. So, the person also runs off, resigns, says, all right, what can I do? At the next station, their friend comes. These 3 have a common friend. And they pull him. Come, sit. There is space here. Come. Just a few minutes ago, somebody was reasonably arguing or requesting that if you all could squeeze a little bit, I can also sit. But there is no... So he says there is no space in the heart. It's not a question of having space on the bench. There is no space in the heart. But when the common
friend comes, they pull him practically. He is saying there is no space here. They say, no, there is. Ho jayega yaar, ho jayega. So the four people are uncomfortable. Three are comfortable. But with fourth, all four are uncomfortable actually from the physical point of view. But there is space in the heart. So there is no harm. And then they talk. What do they talk? Some common interest. What's that common interest? Which gives that kind of rasa. And the train comes to church gate and they say, oh, bahut jaldi aa gaya train. We arrived very early today. How is it that with loving people, suddenly the journey becomes very sweet, we arrive very early, and there is no sense of discomfiture, there is no discomfort. And at the same time, when we are not with loving people, when we are not with people whom we like or whatever, so the common understanding of many people is, this is human nature. But the Bhagavatam goes inside our mindset. Have you heard of this thing, people saying, too many people, at least in Mumbai, we always said, how much the population will grow and how many we can accommodate? Bombay has more than 17 million people. I've heard in our college days people saying, the problem with India is too many people. As if we should just cull somewhere, you know. Every state should have a quota or... I was so surprised when I read Prabhupada saying, there is no overpopulation. You may say, what do you mean, no overpopulation? Yes, there is no overpopulation. Like, when I joined the ashram, I had 20 people. And we had no sufficient space for 20 people. Who will make all these lockers? And now we have 120 or something. And still expanding. How come? Who knows? So, Vaikuntha... When I read Prabhupada, heard Prabhupada saying that you have to have space in the heart. So then, the Vaikuntha definition also becomes a little bit changed. Vaikuntha is a state of the mind. It's a state of your consciousness. You see, you mean there is no particular area, there is no planet. We hear of Vaikuntha Loka. Loka means a planet. Of course there is. Think about it. There are bricks made in a brick kiln where they bake bricks. One sports stadium has ordered bricks. So the bricks will be used to make a sports stadium. And a prison also has ordered bricks. So while the bricks are made, is there any distinction that these are high quality bricks which will give pleasure? They will be used in a sports stadium where people will be enjoying, people will be building their bodies or keeping their health. While one part of the bricks, these are the condemned bricks, you know, they are the bad ones. Because they are going to make a prison. No. From the manufacturer's point of view, they both should have proper quality. They both should have their reinforced strength and everything. You can't say make the prison as strong as possible, but the sports stadium can collapse any time because, you know, people are already enjoying there. No. So from Krishna's point of view, he doesn't actually distinguish. The distinction is here because of the consciousness of people living here. So, Medhase is Krishna's intelligence and Akuntha, a slight variation in the meaning. Krishna's intelligence is never restricted. Like, remember those days when you should write your exam papers. At one point of time you say, I can't write any further. You write a big descriptive answer and you say, I have reached the end of my intelligence now. It happens all the time. Sometimes big scientists, when they are at their prime, they think of so many ideas, and unfortunately due to old age, senility comes in. People become senile and now there is no intelligence. That quota which was given is now taken back. The sages are trying to say this doesn't happen with Krishna, who has disguised his greatness through his mystic yoga maya. Sva yoga mayaya channa. Channa means covered. Maya means mercy, maya means energy, maya means illusion. Many meanings of the word maya. Sva yoga mayaya. Maya is Krishna's own potency. And yoga maya, our acharyas describe, that maya which makes you forget Krishna's greatness and makes you an enjoyer, a false enjoyer, is Mahamaya. That maya which again makes you forget Krishna's greatness. You may say, how come both mayas are engaged in making us forget Krishna? There's a purpose. With Mahamaya, if you are always told there is Krishna who is great, Krishna who is great, so you feel, I can't enjoy properly here. Like we have this example, any place where it is always said, this area is under electronic surveillance, you are being watched, you are being watched, you are being watched, the chances of theft and robbery are very less. Because there is an overwhelming sensation that somebody is watching me. But the jiva comes in this material world to become a competitor enjoyer. So Krishna mercifully withdraws himself. Maya javanika channam. Queen Kunti explains, maya javanika. Javanika is like a Venetian blind. You know those ones where you press a button, it comes there. And you can't see what is beyond. So this javanika has been given here. Maya javanika channam. We have that over our eyes. That is half of the game. And Krishna also disguises himself. Kunti also alludes to that fact. Nato natya dharoyatha. A very expert dramatist actor with so many different kinds of makeups and so many different kinds of, and voice modulation, voice intonation, change in body color, and you say, is he the same person? In Maharashtra there is a famous drama, maybe 30-40 years ago, where one actor, nowadays they don't get those quality actors, so they have stopped performing it. One actor performed 9 roles. 9 in one drama. And of course then, on the part of the audience, the game is to find out which is that actor. There were so many people on the stage. And then you have to, is he the one? Is he that one? Is he the one? Great devotees say, similarly, for those who are searching after Krishna, they see Krishna's roop and they try to understand. In the sense, Krishna as he is, threefold bending form, Tribhanga Sundar, it's easy to understand. But just imagine, there is a crisis at hand. The planet has gone to Rasatala. Rishi, Munis, Gandharvas, Kinnaras, Siddhas, they are all worried. The demigods have come to Lord Brahma. And Brahma also is nonplussed. What should be done? And from his nostril something comes out. And slowly becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. finally takes the form of a huge Varaha. Now imagine if you are there and somebody says, this is Krishna. How do we know? It has never been seen like that. So Lord Varahadev, he has taken the form of is an eternal Varahadev, and he does exactly what the Varahas in this material world do. He shakes his body vigorously. The hairs, they bristle. And Vedic hymns comes out. And there are rishis who see that water fall on their body, they get electrified. Nectrified. Electric nectar. There is sweetness, but they are completely activated in that sense. And start glorifying him. And then he goes down, like a Varaha does with his snout, brings forth the earth, puts it in its orbit, and then fights Hiranyaksha. And then you are so great, you are so great. So by appreciative mindset, Krishna purifies them from within, and then they understand, oh, this is Krishna. Jayadeva Goswami, for all our benefit, he has Vasati Dashana Shikhare Dharani Tava Lagna. Vasati, he has kept Dashana Shikhare on his two tusks. Dharani, planet Earth. Shashini Kalankiva, just like Shashini, moon. Your soul, Varaha is two, Shvetavaraha and Raktavaraha. Keshava, you are Keshav, you are Krishna. Keshava Dhrita Shukara Rupa. Keshava Dhrita Narahari Rupa. It is Keshava. All you see, all these 10 stanzas have Keshav, 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 Keshav. You are Keshav. You have taken this roop. Now taken doesn't mean, this is the problem with mundane language, mundane syntax, that when you say the Lord took this form, so immediately we say, took when, which year, what time? No, for him time doesn't apply. So Yoga Maya, on the other hand, we saw Mahamaya, that Maya which, as a matter of duty, makes us forget that Krishna is a controller, so we can go on with our own enjoyment business. And Yoga Maya, the same Maya, in the sense like same potency, helps us forget Krishna. You may say, isn't the whole game plan to remember Krishna all the time? True, it is. But as one progresses, Krishna's greatness is slowly subdued. And Krishna's sweetness, that is enhanced. Yoga Maya does that. So, like on some of you are engineers here, I'm going to make an experiment, correct me if I'm wrong. It's like a X and Y axis. So the below two parts is negative, right? So material endeavors means you are there somewhere. And then you slowly come up to the point of zero. X is zero, Y is zero. And then what you will do up, that those are all spiritual activities. So there is a graph which can be plotted like this, all your material activities. The lower you are, the higher the number, the worse the situation. And then you go to zero. Zero means you are neutral. You are not exactly engaging in material activities, but there is no positive spiritual activity also. But with the help of a pure devotee Acharya, then you have that connection with Krishna. So there it is said here in the purport. The purport has 9.34, but always think of me is repeated twice in the Bhagavad Gita, 9.34 and 18.65. We'll see both. 9.34 simply says,
manmana bhava mat bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Four things.
Mat in me, mana bhava. Always think of me.
Mat mana bhava.
Mad bhakto, become my devotee. Madhyaji, yajan, worship. Mam namaskuru. Acharyas, this is a very favorite verse of almost all acharyas. Because the sweetness of it is, it's really deep, thick. And Krishna repeating it twice makes it even more special. So one acharya is explaining that Arjun always think of me. So Arjun may say, hey, in a time of war, I have to think of various astras, shastras, and all these things. How am I going to think of you? Become my devotee? No time. I'm fighting a war. Madhyaji, worship me. Not possible. Mam namaskuru. At least one namaskar. What's the problem? Mind you, Arjuna did that even before. In the Mahabharata, Draupadi Swayamvar, the arena is filled. The Kshatriyas are having the, like, majority of the area is given to the Kshatriyas. So they all have come. This is their field. A Kshatriya princess is having her Swayamvara. She is going to choose her husband. Her brother comes and introduces. Seeing her dazzling beauty, many are inclined to go and shoot that fish eye, forgetting that they are not so capable of archery. And then one by one, great archers come. It is said that there was Duryodhan, Dushasan, many are mentioned. So, one missed by like a foot, 12 inches. Actually, some of them even could not string the bow. That bow itself was very heavy. Not like the Shiva Dhanush of Ramayana, but it was quite heavy. Some of them, they missed by say 20 feet or something like that. But the best among them started missing by very small margin. By the time Duryodhan came, it said he missed by the size of a pea. Karna came. At that time Draupadi was having palpitation. What if this guy does actually? She said something. He didn't like it. He missed by a hair's breadth. That was important. He missed. And now there is nobody. So, Drishtadyumna is saying, anybody? So, the Kshatriya quarters is all quiet. They say, we don't get insulted now. Then they look at the Brahmana quarter, the Vaishya quarter, the Shudra quarter. Everybody has come there. So, from the Brahmana quarter, there are these five brothers sitting there. All without any mukut, without any kavach, without any armlets, without any weapons even. But the way they are sitting, the way they are holding their neck, the way the sign of holding a bowstring, some people are actually suspicious. These people are too stout. Actually, they are Brahmanas. Brahmanas can't be that fit. Not just fit, they look like heroes. And Krishna nudges Arjun. As a Brahmana stands, white dhoti, white wrapper, it looks like he's just ready for puja. So the Kshatriyas start grumbling, mumbling, they start cursing Drishtadyumna. You called us here just to be insulted? You're telling a Brahmana? He said, wait a minute. This is meant for Kshatriyas, but there is no Kshatriya coming out. You come out. The challenge is open here. And Arjuna doesn't know whether to continue sitting, stand, or, and Krishna is prodding him, go. Till that time, it is not described there that Arjuna was simply marveling at Draupadi's beauty and was thinking, oh, how nice it would be if she could be my wife. He has not even looked in the direction. In fact, he looked at her only after he shot the target. So he came there, he looked at Krishna, and he offered his pranam. Let this be in your service. So Arjuna already was totally thinking of Krishna, offering his obeisances. The Gita was just like a natyamai prasanga, a dramatic event. So we can learn. So then of course Arjuna saw the one eye of that wooden fish and he hit it. As he hit, there was an uproar, and some of the Kshatriyas who were timid to test their skills for shooting that, suddenly found their chivalry back again. They said, at least we'll attack this Brahmana now. But then Bhima came in between. I don't know how it is described, but he got some tree from outside. And he said, anybody first here, and then my brothers. There was still a fight. He drew away all of them. And that's how Arjuna got Draupadi. So here, 9.34, Krishna is saying, at least namaskuru. Something I learned today, I'm just confessing before an audience of Vaishnavas. Here we stay in this ashram. We come in this temple room maybe 27 times in a day. I'm sorry to just open my heart like that. But I used to think, I offered my pranam in the morning twice. Mangalarti and then Darshanarti and all the time. And just today for preparation for this lecture, I saw a conversation where Prabhupada is saying, again and again and again and again and again offer constantly obeisances to the deity and to the spiritual master. And I was like, who? Every time? Seems like Prabhupada says, every time. Why? I'm having some back problem. So is it good for the back if you bend it all the time? Maybe it is, maybe it is not. But it is good for the heart, which is hard. So bowing down exercise makes it soft. One day Prabhupada's servant made a mistake. He bought the wrong shoes, something like that. Trivial mistake. Prabhupada morning walk, and then Prabhupada would go, he would have different shoes. So he made a mistake, he offered pranam, rushed back, got the new thing, put it before Prabhupada, again offered obeisances. Prabhupada said, this is good. There is a first class servant who does things very nicely. There is a second class servant who does when he is told. There is a third class servant who commits mistake. But for one who commits again and again, there is a dandavat class servant. At least he offers dandavats again and again. So that there is hope for us. Regarding the 18.65 Manmana Bhava, some very interesting comments, and I'll just conclude with that. Prabhupada has commented, has used this in his classes. Always think of me, in fact, became like Burujan Prabhu gave the title to his Bhagavad Gita notes, always think of me. This is in fact the essence of the whole Krishna consciousness movement. At the beginning level, we chant Hare Krishna for only this one goal. Always think of Krishna. But my experience so far, 2.5 decades of chanting Hare Krishna, it doesn't happen like that. So, initially, it's a typical question. I don't know whether all of you have asked it. I ask it again and again. What should we think when we chant Hare Krishna? What should we think? Some people have DT pictures, some people have yatra notes, some people have Gita verses. We do a lot of things. And Prabhupada was asked once, what do you think of when you chant Hare Krishna? Because the mind goes here and there when we chant Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada said, use your tongue to chant and the ears to hear. Where is the question of the mind here? Mind has no role to play. So when you vibrate, Prabhupada's favorite word was, let us vibrate a transcendental vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So just concentrate on the sound. That's all. But we have so many complicated processes. There is one next door. Think about this light, or think about this form, or think about this. People love complications. That's what we are. Kali Yuga products. We love complications. Sometimes it is, we feel this is too simple. Just chant and that's it. That's it. There is nothing more to it. From this beginner's level, right up to the gopis of Vrindavan, when Uddhava came as Krishna's emissary to relieve the pangs of separation, to relieve the burning flame of separation, viraha bhav, he said, I will teach. He's a disciple of Brihaspati. Uddhava is no simple scholar. He is a disciple of Brihaspati. And again, this is from one Radha Govind Maharaj lecture. He has assembled the gopis. They see him. They take his likeness to be too much close to Krishna. So they take him to a separate, secret place, which today we know as Uddhav Kyari. And we have gone there in our yatras. So far from elders, cows, calves, and the hustle bustle of Vrindavan village, this is a very simple, secluded place. There Uddhava also can talk freely. So he says, all right, I've understood your problem. You are all feeling this kind of agony. And like one gopi says, I'll tell you my problem. I should see a tree, I should see a stone, I should see the Yamuna, I should see the stairways, I should see the pot, but I see only Krishna. Now Uddhava is saying, I haven't sorted out this kind of situation. He said, all right, let's do an exercise. Close your eyes. And he said, I'll teach you a meditation which will help you relieve your pangs of separation. So as they close their eyes, the gopi starts screaming. He said, what happened? He says, look, when we open our eyes, sometimes we see physical objects. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, trees, everything. Sometimes. But now when we have closed our eyes, we see only Shyam Sundar, nothing else. And now Uddhava is thinking, really? I mean, what kind of people are you? In Maharashtra, Santa Tukaram, this is also there in Vallabhacharya's Govinda Madhav Sotra, that this gopi, now our acharyas, they don't give every gopi a name, kasyachit, someone. So she goes to sell doodh and dahi, milk and curds. So normally in India, it is like, take my bananas, take my mangoes, take my sabji, or these people, they shout like that. So, this gopi is saying, someone take my Govinda, someone take my Gopal. Only when she stopped, she said, what is this Govind Gopal you are selling? She said, this is Govind, this is Gopal. So this is Dudh and this is Dahi. This is the kind of manmana bhava, absorption. There is a fellow who is also very famous with acharyas, even Nirvisheshwadi, Mayavadi also find him attractive. He comes in the 11th canto. He's a hunter and he is sharpening an arrow. Now arrows in those times, you have to find a flat stone and then slowly you have to file it and make it pointed. So he was outside his hut or whatever and very carefully he was filing that arrow. And a king's procession passed by. Now, king doesn't just go alone or just two, three people behind him. It's like, bah, 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 dum, 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 so much of noise. The whole procession passed by, and after some time somebody asked him, did the king go by like that? He says, no, I don't know. And this is there in the 11th canto, and then and the acharya say, wow, this is concentration. He was so absorbed in that filing process, making a fine pointed arrow, there was no outward sensation. So our understanding that we sit for chanting Hare Krishna, we sit in the temple hall, we sit in front of deities. But where is the mind? The mind is already, the moment we enter the temple, she is out of the campus. Or worse, she has already traversed through all the whole planet. You sit there and suddenly some childhood friend comes in the mental screen. You may say, I don't know whether he even remembers me as much as I remember him. It is all because the mind has not been accustomed to be disciplined. In the Down farm, we had a bull. His work was to be a prajapati. No tilling and no plowing and nothing. He just has to be eating nicely. In fact, first when I was there for a period of a month or so, suddenly he became a brahmachari sort of. And then the in charge there, he brought some medicine. Some Shilajit medicine. He said, this fellow is not doing his duty. So you can imagine, he used to eat a lot. His name was Nandu. He was my favorite. Very docile, sweet, huge body, but never angry and never belligerent. Like some of the bulls now, if you go next to them, you know, they emit so much of breath, you really feel they are in a bad mood. But he was not like that. One day, Venudhari Prabhu, I don't know whether it's a joke or whatever, he said, let us yoke him to a bullock cart. Now, bullock cart is not a very big torturous thing. We had a team of four. Raja, Sarja and Jai Vijay. And in 2 days, I can assure you, I learned the art of harnessing them to the bullock cart. Because they were so sweet, you just catch them. There is a bullock cart, there is a T. You know, there is a T in front of that. So with one stick, you just tap one guy on the back and he immediately goes in place. You tap on the other side, this fellow also goes immediately in place. It's almost as if, you know, just put them, press enter and the bullock cart starts. As simple as that. No complication. Now that day, Nandu was brought in. We never used to tie them, but this time he was tied. And he was thinking, hey man, what's up? Then he saw the bullock cart. And he's saying, no. He sat there. Somebody was pinching his tail. Somebody was poking behind. We did so many things unmentionable, like we put some chili in his eyes. I don't know if there's any pita person listening to this. He assured me it doesn't come in the cruelty thing. They sometimes do that. He never used to shout. I never heard his voice. Like in Mayapur, sometimes you sleep. One day I took rest in Navindra Prabhu's building there. A whole night orchestra. They still shout light, right? Yeah. Mayapur cows and bulls, those 6 or 7 in Down, mum's a word. Never making any sound. This day, Nandu was like, he made some really unnatural kind of sound. I could read his eyes. He was saying, what's the matter with you? Are you all guys mad or something? And then the next day, one villager said, you know how we train young, newborn bulls into this art of bullock, the harnessing for a bullock cart. Like, they grow up very fast, 6 or 8 weeks, and they are like quite healthy. They are simply tied to the back of the bullock cart. Where the bullock cart goes, they go. Bullock cart stops, they stop. Few weeks or few months of that, and they get used to the environment. Then the training begins. This guy, for the last 8 years, he's just eating and, you know, enjoying his life as a king, and suddenly he's told to do this menial service. Why would he? Otherwise, if he wanted, he would have, with one tip of his head, 6 of us would be flying in the hay. So I see that, and I still think something similar works with the mind. The very first day, the very first decade, like Prabhupada said, it takes about 40 years to properly chant Hare Krishna. It's not there in the folio, but many devotees have said like that. So you can determine how much time we all need to put this Manmana Bhava in place. It's not easy. Achieving the goal is not easy. The process is. See the difference? The process doesn't become complicated. Get up in the morning, come here and chant Hare Krishna. No Shirsasan chanting or no Shavasan chanting, or sit as you are, be comfortable. The process remains the same. So, Vishwanatha Chautipad and Baldev Vidya Bhushan say something about Manmana Bhava, 18.65. This is Vishwanatha Chautipad. Arjun, you will come to me, just simply offer me your mind. Now, many times when we say, I have given you my mind, you know what that means? It means I think of you all the time. Once there was a person here, he used to always argue with our preachers. Why do you people carry bead bags? Why Hare Krishna people count everything? Is it some kind of accounting or something? Krishna Bhakti, Bhagavad Bhakti should be free. So one day he had a shop, nice gentleman. I went to his shop, he was calling somebody, and you know, businessmen, they say, kaisa hai business, down, not so good. Bhagwan ka naam leke ji rahe. So I have a keen ear for that. He says, really? Are you actually living by chanting God's name? So this gentleman, when he was arguing, the preacher here gave him a metal tally counter. And he said, do one thing. You say that when you are in your shop, chanting is the only thing you do. When there is no customer, you simply chant. How many rounds you could be chanting? He said, hey, you people chant 16. I could be doing more than 20, or I don't even know. He says, wait a minute. Just take this counter. Give it to me next day. The next day he came, his face was a bit long, drawn out, and he said, 104 hi ho gaya. That means he was thinking, I chant for 3-4 hours or so, I chant 20 rounds or so. He said, amazing, I don't even chant one full round. This is the extent the mind can cheat us. Like when we say, oh, I am just surviving on chanting the holy name. Not easy as that. So Krishna is saying, offer everything. Or Krishna is saying, or else, at least offer your ears. That's what you are doing. Coming here and listening to Bhagavatam is offering your ear. Krishna is saying, other senses also will do. We taste prasad. We are offering our tongue. The initial stage of tasting prasad is, this prasad is very tasty, I like it. This is not so tasty, I don't like it. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur once said, one should offer oneself as an enjoyable product to Krishna Prasad. I have never been able to understand that. What it means to be enjoyed by Prasad. We only know we enjoy Prasad. But that is there. Our acharyas have given that. Or some dhupa, deepa, anything. Krishna has gone from mind to ears to some other senses to physical objects. Give me some flower. Krishna is promising, I will offer my very own self in exchange. Now, is that possible? Think about it. Can you tell some person, I will offer myself in exchange for what you are doing? I don't have the guts to say to anybody like that. But Krishna has that. He says, I assure you. Now, Arjun brings up a point according to Vishwanath Chakravarti. He says, Manmanavava Badbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mame Vaishyasi. You will come to me. Satyam. He said, Krishna, there are some people, and he said, especially people of Mathura, every sentence they use the word Sache. You know, this Sache, Sat Bodhram, Kasam Se. I tell you the truth. Kasam khatao. I vow all the time. So Arjuna is saying, I don't believe you because you always cheat. You say Satya, Satya, but you don't believe because you are from Mathura. I don't know if the people of Mathura are still like that, but at least Arjuna is accusing him. And Krishna says, Are Baba, I know Mathura people are like that. And I am from Mathura. But I won't cheat you. You are Priya. Prati jane priyo si bhi. Mathura vasis don't cheat people who are dear to them. They might cheat those who are from outside. Somebody comes from Agra, somebody from Kannauj. But our own people, why should we? So, I am making a vow. No one will be more dear to me than somebody who has given his mind to me. Baldev Vidya Bhushan, and this is how we end. He says, Krishna is saying, look at me. Look at my bodily complexion. When I say you will come to me, you will achieve this dark blue lotus form, Nilotpala Varna. You will achieve me in this form. I assure you, you won't go to the thousand-headed Virat Roop. You won't go to the thumb-sized super soul. You won't go to Narsimha Rupa, Vara Rupa, anyone. If you just do these four things, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru, I assure you, in the end, you will achieve me and then will enjoy bliss. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.